I'm joined here today with Leighton Lee Oswald with the Oakdale FFA chapter in California, Equine Science Placement Proficiency winner at the 94th National FFA Conference. Thanks so much for being here and congratulations.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
So how are you feeling right now?
Pretty excited. Put a lot of hard work into this and so did my teacher. So it's pretty cool to see my hard work pay off.
And how did the project go? Why don't you explain that to us?
My project started when I was born, pretty much. I was born into this business, and my parents they raised me to hopefully one day take over this business, and that's what my goal is. I plan to go to school, hopefully in the next couple of years, to learn the more business and financial aspect of it. But I've learned all I can. I've soaked up about as much knowledge as I can about how to be successful in the trade and be successful in this industry.
And what is this business?
We currently train rope horses, cow horses, reining horses, and cutting horses right there in Oakdale, California. We also specialize in colt starting, tune-ups. We give roping lessons. My dad puts on clinics, a couple clinics throughout the year, and then we go to anywhere from 15 to 25 major events every year.
And you told me that this proficiency basically started when you were born. How did this project evolve as you were growing up?
So it started off as just something I did for fun. And then basically when COVID started, I started full time with my parents. I went on workman's comp. Like I'm just another employee, or not just another employee, but I'm considered an employee. I'm not considered their son, basically. So I get a normal paycheck just like everybody else. I get a day wage. I'm on workman's comp. I have health insurance and everything. All my money comes from the business. And it's pretty cool to see that I get to work and reap the benefits of working.
Can you explain to me your day-to-day responsibilities?
So my day-to-day, I usually wake up anywhere from 5:30 to 6, and I get up and I go and just check on horses, mainly check on the horses that I'm in charge of. So in my care there's 15 horses, and so usually I wake up, I go outside, I check their water, I grain them. We run a very strict feed program, so they get fed at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I feed them, then they get grained at 6:45, so they get all their supplements and they get their grain. And then I'll usually go to doctoring. We got a lot of horses that come in with scratches, which is just like a bacterial infection on the back of their leg. So we go through and we doctor all them, give them their SMZs, which is just an antibiotic that we mainly use. And then I'll usually just go to riding horses, and I'll be out in the barn until 5:30, 6 o'clock during the day, and then repeat the process the next day.
And what are some challenges that you faced in this trade?
So main thing I've learned is there's only 24 hours in a day and 7 days in the week. So it's really hard to learn a lot in a short period of time. So I've just myself, like any extra time I get, I try to learn as much as I can. And I even learn as I'm doing it. Like you'll learn stuff, like even without getting told by somebody, it'll just click to you. And that's really cool because you don't get to see that in a lot of trades.
And is there anybody that really helped you along the way in this project?
Mainly my teachers, for sure. Ms. Tobias and Mr. Robles and Hartzell, they've been a huge impact on this. But my biggest impact, dang sure, been my dad. He's my biggest inspiration in life. I'd like to be just like him one day. And it's really cool to be able to do what he does.
Well, thank you, Leighton, for talking with me. And congratulations again.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
The Equine Science Placement Proficiency Award is sponsored by Tractor Supply Company. In the FFA Newsroom, I'm Kaylee Foster.